This is an interview between Alyssa Nielsen and Beryl Tanner taking place on November 25th, 2005 in Victoria. And we're just actually quickly finishing off the end of an interview. We just got in the middle of something and we didn't want to leave it off the tape. So we were just talking about Beryl's experience working as the only female in a ready mix place. So did you just want to continue from there?
Yes, it was pretty interesting because, as I say, when I first started, I didn't know anything about cement, but I discovered if you listen, it's amazing what you can learn. Well, some of the telephone calls were, needless to say, the language would be quite ripe, and there was one particular person would phone up and he'd say, "And what kind of bikini have you got on today?" And I went along with it, and I said, "Well, you know, I've got my yellow polka dot one on today. Too bad you can't see it." Any rate, the men, well, the chap I worked with, they thought nothing. Their language, well, their swearing was quite normal. But after I had been there a couple of months, I noticed the swearing had gradually ceased. And I worked in that particular department for 9 years. And my nickname was known as the Duchess.
So your interaction with the male seems a little bit like, it seems perhaps that they weren't ready to accept you right away into the community.
Well, for a female to be working in a male domain? I mean, after all said and done. But they all, how can I put it, we all worked together very well.
And this, you started in 64, 65, that time?
Let me see now. No, this was, it was 1970.
70, okay. So was this common for women to be working outside of the home?
Well, if you got to earn your bread and butter, you didn't have much choice because my marriage had sort of fallen apart.
And were you being financially supported by your husband?
No, not really. He was supposed to support the children, and that was his, trying to get that was like pulling teeth. And, the job that I got with Butler Brothers, there was no problem. I earned enough that I was able to support, you know. My son was still living at home. And, I didn't have any problem. When it came time for, Denise had a problem with her teeth and she was supposed to go to an orthodontist. That was when I did ask for some financial assistance, and which I got very grudgingly, shall I say. But no, I did not get any support.
So I guess legally Fred should have been supporting you and your children at that time period.
Well, yes, he should.
Was there any...
But the only... one difference that came about was that the house on Santa Clara was in my name because there had been a ruling that the Canadian government came out with in... I guess it must have been the early 60s that you could make a one-time, lifetime gift to your partner, spouse, and he put the house in my name because he was an alcoholic and he didn't want anything to happen. And so I was very lucky in that respect because there's a lot of girls really did have problems when their divorce went through.
So you got the house in the divorce because it
yeah.
was in your name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And if it hadn't been in your name,
then there would have been a real struggle. Well, I would have had to have gone out to work anyway, but I probably would have fought harder to have got assistance. But because the house was in my name, that was an argument that his lawyer used.
Was there any sort of agency at that time period that was protecting women who had children and were not being adequately financially supported by their husbands?
Not that I know of. I did have a good lawyer, but in the end, it didn't really make any difference, for the simple fact that trying to collect money is easier said than done.
Mm-hmm. Was there anywhere you could go to, like, report saying that you weren't being supported, and was there anybody there to protect you?
Not that I knew of. As I say, I did everything through the lawyer.
Yeah, because it seems like perhaps now, if a woman divorced from her
yes.
husband, that she would get a little bit more support. She would
yeah,
not be left as
yes,
much.
Yes. Well, of course, I think, too, the laws have all changed so very much. I think that property, if it's in both names, then it has to be split 50-50, mm-hmm. and this sort of thing. But as far as I was concerned, okay. I got myself a job, and you'll laugh when I tell you how much I got paid, but in those days, the amount was not to be sneezed at. I got paid $400 a month. But it went a lot further. Things weren't as expensive as they are now. I mean, could you imagine living on $400 a month?
yeah, that was very difficult.
You know, so, but it just, I mean, okay, that's life.
So because you were in this position where you were divorced with children and you worked in a male-dominated area, do you feel that you had perhaps more sympathy than other women did towards any sort of, like, women's liberation? Or did you not have sympathy? I guess I assumed you would.
No, I think that as far as working with the males, the fact that I didn't... Let's put it this way. Just because I was female didn't mean that I did the job differently. In fact, the chap I worked with, he got to the point and he'd say, you answer the first phone call, I'll take the second phone call. Oh, okay. Because he sort of learned that I wasn't going to mess things up.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the invoicing and everything. That was before the computers came in. I'll never forget the big first computer that Butler Brothers got. It filled a huge room. When I stop and think now, people have got laptops. I think to myself, my, science come a long way.
And do you find that this experience was empowering in any way?
Really, I think I happen to be one of those people that I get along with most people. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know the boys were quite upset when I got transferred over to the main office. They didn't like it very much. But the opening accounts payable came up and I got told, we want you to do that job, so we don't argue. Mm. At least I didn't.
Sounds like you've had a very interesting life, very rich.
I think so, yes. And I've been very blessed to live on Vancouver Island in such all those years out at Elk Lake, overlooking, in the wintertime I could see the lake. Well, my daughter drew that picture.
Oh yeah, you can see the lake.
And having, well, the quail and the deer used to walk through the garden at Elk Lake, and they walk through the garden here. I don't have quail, but oh boy, squirrels. I don't know whether you want to be quiet. Anything more that you need to ask?
No, I was actually just going to comment. Is there anything that you felt like you wanted to add? Or I think those are all the questions I had.
No, I think, actually, I was one of a very blessed person. And I do my best. I'm going to keep the warp rides going for lunches as long as I'm able to.
Good. Okay, so I guess I'll just turn this off.